Henny Penny, the sky is falling. One day, Henny Penny was picking up corn in the rickyard when whack, an acorn hit her upon the head. Goodness gracious me, said Henny Penny. The skies are going to fall. I must go and tell the king. So she went along and she went along and she went along till she met Cocky Locky. Where are you going, Henny Penny? Says Cocky Locky. Oh, I'm going to tell the king the skies are falling, says Henny Penny. May I come with you? Says Cocky Locky. Certainly, says Henny Penny. So Henny Penny and Cocky Locky went to tell the king the sky was falling. They went along and they went along and they went along till they met Ducky Daddles. Where are you going to, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky? Says Ducky Daddles. Oh, we are going to tell the king the skies are falling, said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky. May I come with you? Says Ducky Daddles. Certainly, said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles went to tell the king the sky was a falling. So they went along and they went along and they went along till they met Goosey Poosey. Where are you going to, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles? Said Goosey Poosey. Oh, we are going to tell the king the skies are falling, said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Daddles. May I come with you? Said Goosey Poosey. Certainly, said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along and they went along and they went along till they met Turkey Lurkey. Where are you going, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey? Says Turkey Lurkey. Oh, we are going to tell the king the skies are falling, said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey. May I come with you, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey? Said Turkey Lurkey. Oh, certainly, Turkey Lurkey, said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey all went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along and they went along and they went along till they met Foxy Woxy. And Foxy Woxy said to Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. Where are you going, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey? And Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey said to Foxy Woxy, we are going to tell the king the skies are falling. Oh, but this is not the way to the king, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey, says Foxy Woxy. I know the proper way. Shall I show it you? Oh, certainly, Foxy Woxy, said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, Turkey Lurkey, and Foxy Woxy all went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along and they went along and they went along till they came to a narrow and dark hole. Now this was the door of Foxy Woxy's burrow. But Foxy Woxy said to Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey, this is the shortcut to the king's palace. You'll soon get there if you follow me. I will go first and you come after. Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. Why, of course, certainly, without doubt. Why not? Said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. So Foxy Woxy went into his burrow, and he didn't go very far, but turned around to wait for Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. Now Turkey Lurkey was the first go to through the dark hole into the burrow. He hadn't got far when, wham! Foxy Woxy snapped off Turkey Lurkey's head and threw his body over his left shoulder. Then Goosey Poosey went in and wham! Henny Penny, the sky is falling off when her hat and Goosey Poosey was thrown beside Turkey Lurkey. Then Ducky Daddles waddled down and wham! Foxy Woxy had snapped off Ducky Daddles' hat and Ducky Daddles was thrown alongside Turkey Lurkey and Goosey Poosey. Then Cocky Locky strutted down into the burrow and he hadn't gone far when wham! But Cocky Locky will always crow whether you want him to do so or not. And so he had just time for one cock-a-doodle before he went to join Turkey Lurkey, Goosey Poosey and Ducky Daddles over Foxy Woxy's shoulders. Now when Henny Penny, who had just got into the dark burrow, heard Cocky Locky crow, she said to herself, "My goodness, it must be down. Time for me to lay my egg." So she turned around and bustled off to her nest. So she escaped, but she never told the king the sky was falling.